From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. As rescue and recovery from Hurricane Harvey continues in the southeastern region of the U.S. state of Texas, White House assures storm victims that money to help them will be there. Vice President Mike Pence visited Texas, where he promised the Trump administration would seek funding from Congress for the people affected by Harvey.
But let me say we're very confident that members of Congress in both political parties appreciate the historic nature of this storm and understand the enormous burden that it's placed on families and communities here in Texas, and we anticipate strong and bipartisan support for that measure.
The storm-related death toll now at 37, hundreds of thousands of people displaced. United States is requiring Russia to close its consulate in San Francisco and two annex buildings located in Washington and New York City. The action by Washington was a move Moscow greeted with regret as relations between the nuclear-armed powers took another dive. At the start of Donald Trump's presidency in January, the Republican leader said he hoped for improved relations with Russian President Vladimir Putin. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis says he has signed orders to deploy an additional amount of American troops to Afghanistan beyond the 11,000 currently serving there. He says the additional troops would be mostly advising and enabling the Afghan forces to fight more effectively against the Taliban and more than a dozen other terror groups in Afghanistan. Mattis said he would provide the public with more information once he's notified Congress of the next steps. This is VOA News. Iraq's prime minister has declared victory over the Islamic State in the city of Tal Afar and in the entire province of Nineveh. It's estimated that between 1,000 and 2,000 Islamic State fighters were in Tal Afar. Many of them were killed by the Iraqis and the coalition forces. International refugee agencies and relief workers in Bangladesh and Myanmar are concerned now about worsening conditions for the thousands of Rohingya Muslims who have fled sectarian violence in Myanmar's Rakhine State. International Organization for Migration and other aid groups have told VOA's Bangla service that as many as 20,000 more people are staged just inside Myanmar, hoping to enter Bangladesh. Vikram Nehru, a non-resident senior fellow on Southeast Asia at the Washington-based Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, tells VOA this could be the biggest crisis Western Myanmar has ever faced.
There is real concern that it is a tinderbox and it could explode at any time. Unfortunately, the reaction of the military to what were clearly unjustified killings that need to be condemned by this group of militants. Nevertheless, the reactions of the military have been out of proportion. And I think the Burmese government should realize the more oppressive the armed forces are in that area, the worse is going to be the reaction from the militants.
People began flowing out of their villages in Rakhine on August the 25th after a group of Muslim insurgents launched a series of attacks on police posts. There are reports that Myanmar security authorities responded with brutal raids on Rohingya villages. Monsoons have flooded parts of India this week, adding to the death toll of a season that has killed more than 1,200 across South Asia. A 117-year-old apartment building collapsed in Mumbai, India, killing at least 32 after days of flooding rain there. Correspondent Anjana Pasricha in New Delhi.
Rescue workers are trying to pull people out of the rubble. This was a five-story residential building. It was a 117-year-old structure that had already been declared unsafe 6 years ago. So the speculation is that Tuesday's torrential rains further weakened it. It housed about 12 families. It was a huge operation. About 200 rescuers have been at work. They've been hammering at the concrete slabs to rescue those trapped inside.
In addition to India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Nepal also experiencing flooding, forced hundreds of thousands of people from their homes. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.